8 minutes to 8, and Petula Martin is here with the business news.
Thanks, Jackie. Ireland exported over €134 billion worth of goods in the first 5 months of the year, an increase of almost 50% on the same period last year. Companies rushed to send goods to the US ahead of higher tariffs. Pharma companies in particular have been stockpiling in anticipation of tariffs, which US President Donald Trump says will be in place next month. We're joined on the line by Joe Nellis, Economic Advisor at Baker Tilly Ireland. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
What strategic decisions were companies making during this time, and how did it influence trade volumes with the US?
Well, first of all, it's important to note that companies are not standing still. I mean, they are actively trying to deal with this. And there's 4 points that I would make. And you mentioned one already. Stockpiling is underway ahead of the August the 1st deadline in just 2 weeks' time. And that has given a surge to Irish exports. Of course, some companies, you know, are going to diversify their exports away from the US towards perhaps Asia and EU to reduce exposure. And that's a sensible policy, of course. Now, some companies are going to move some production or packaging perhaps to Mexico or Canada to avoid tariffs. But on that point, I want to stress, I mean, companies have huge sunk costs in Ireland. And so this is not going to be a major problem. It is going to be an issue for some companies. And finally, the fourth point I'd make is that firms are going to update contracts where possible. They're going to take out currency hedge, to avoid risk. And of course, they're all lobbying the EU and the US for exemptions. So I think the positive message is companies are actively doing something.
They're actively doing something, but the value of exports of pharmaceutical goods climbed by almost three quarters to $13.7 billion in the 5 months to the end of May. That's according to the CSO figures out yesterday. Now, Donald Trump has at least acknowledged the challenges of bringing pharma manufacturing back to the US. Do you think that might save pharma in Ireland from the highest tariffs?
Well, I hope so. And the point you made is very important. These sectors, the pharma and the med tech, they make up nearly half of Irish exports. And of course, they account for many thousands of very high value jobs. But it's a very high skilled sector. And I think it's more resilient than most other sectors. So we're going to see, I think, some companies will move, as I said earlier, some production to the US, but a limited extent because of the quality of the skills in Ireland. And they'll focus, I think, on the higher margin products. And that's what they can cope with some of these tariffs. Of course, the key point is that, if there is any significant negative impact, it will hit corporate tax revenues in Ireland. And that may damage to some extent, but I don't want to exaggerate this, the attractiveness of Ireland as a place for foreign direct investment. So there is a slight risk here, maybe more than a slight risk. But I think, this sector is a very successful sector, and I think they'll weather the storm.
What about the med tech sector? There is complexity in switching supply sources for med tech. How do you see companies preparing for this risk? And is Ireland in a position to maintain its role as a top med tech hub?
Well, I think it is, Petula, because of the point I made earlier. I think, Ireland is very highly regarded in terms of the quality of the workforce, the infrastructure, the support they get. So I'm actually not as negative as perhaps some people might be. I think it can weather the storm and will weather the storm. But let's be very clear. There is no guarantee here. There is a risk. There's no doubt about that.
How do you see negotiations play out? Is there a realistic chance that the EU avoids the steepest tariffs?
Well, as you know, the President of America likes to do a deal. And I have no doubt that the officials on both sides of the Atlantic are heavily negotiating this. But I have to say, with only 14 days to go until August the 1st, I do not expect a full trade deal to be signed and sealed before then. So I think the best outcome at the moment is we're likely to see some temporary delay or partial compromise. But I think it's early days yet, and I think it's not clear what's going to happen. However, remember that there's mutual economic interest on both sides of the pond. And I think, the US is not going to, make life even more difficult for its own citizens by imposing these tariffs and therefore increasing US inflation, which has just increased this week.
Joe Nellis, Economic Advisor at Baker Tilly Ireland. Thank you for taking the call this morning. More business news in the next hour.